This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
One with a penny eyes, blind hands in a dime disguise, crack map couldn't tell you where to go.
The Northampton-based band Winter Pills didn't have much of a plan or ambition when they began playing together in the winter of 2003. They were just a group of fellow musicians dealing with heartbreak over lost love and the passing of friends. 9 years later, they have 5 albums to their credit and high praise from Rolling Stone magazine, which calls them one of the most cherished pop bands in the world. 2 members of Winter Pills joined us recently to play and talk about their latest album, All My Lovely Goners. This song is called Rogue Highway. Fantastic. That's Philip Price and Flora Reed from the Western Massachusetts band Winter Pills. That was Rogue Highway off their new CD, All My Lovely Goners. Philip Price, Flora Reed, what a delight to have you. Great song. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Great to be here.
This is your 5th album. Tell me something about this album. What's the theme that sort of knits these songs together?
It's a reflection on those who are not here anymore, whether they are people that have actually passed out of this world or people that have just passed out of our lives.
There's a real contemplative sort of lushness to this album. That song, Rogue Highway, very upbeat. What is the Rogue Highway? What are you referring to there?
No one's ever asked that before.
Right.
I mean, that I think that particular one is sort of a, unlike most of the songs in the album, which are, I think, somewhat more mournful, this is a bit of a, I'm leaving those folks behind, and I don't mind. Those are the ones that done me wrong.
Winter Pills, not your first band, of course. You did avant-punk in the 80s, power pop in the 90s. Tell me about this sort of evolution and your background and how you got to here.
I would say it's a bit of a full circle thing. If recently I've been digging through my old archival piles of cassette tapes that I recorded demos from the 80s, and a lot of them were kind of quiet acoustic songs. Terrible songs, but they were still that's what the sound was. I think I just ended up back there somehow because probably I was destroying my voice and my ears to some degree, but also just feels it felt right. It felt like an honest place to be.
And tell the story about how this band came together. There's a nice image evoked, at least as I heard it explained to me. The winters of 2003, 2004, you just meet with your fellow players, drink a lot of wine, and somehow Winter Pills came out of that.
Someone described it as a song circle for heartache. That might be.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was very casual. It was very just hanging out with friends after shows and bringing certain songs to the table, cover songs that we would join in on.
The beginnings of this were not ambitious.
Didn't come together and say, let's form a new band, let's get together,
let's write
a bunch of new songs. And
definitely
and
not.
It wasn't like the world
wasn't
on fire.
Like that
no,
way.
It wasn't like that.
It got that way after we'd been together for about a year and playing out, and we really felt like we had something. We had a sound that felt really, really good to us.
I'm talking to Philip Price. He's the lead singer and songwriter, and he plays guitar for the band Winter Pills from Western Massachusetts. Flora Reed is here as well. She sings harmonies and plays keyboards. How about another song from All My Lovely Goners?
Absolutely.
No one, no one.
That's Philip Price and Flora Reed from the Western Mass band Winter Pills. That was The Sun Is Alone off their new CD, All My Lovely Goners. Was it clear immediately that your voices just sound magical together? I mean, you guys have a really nice chemistry.
Thank you.
I was, actually.
Yeah, I guess we kind of consider our what we do as co-lead singers because we do sing very closely. And
I have to ask you, Flora, what are you playing?
Oh, this is an omnichord.
An omnichord.
Which is an electronic version of an auto harp.
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool. Right?
And so what you're strumming is...
it's like a little pad.
It's just a... It's almost a... It's almost like
strum
a mouse pad.
Pad.
Yeah, a strum
pad. Kind of, yeah.
You can pitch,
they're actually...
Bend.
They're in the category of like, you know, don't have to be a musician to play it kind
well,
of thing.
I'm sort of
all these
sitting
presets.
Here looking at this. And it's like, I want one of those.
You should get one.
Because I'm not a musician, and
you
yet I'm a frustrated person who wants to be a musician. And
well,
that seems like
a...
this is the answer to my... Oh, now we're talking.
There's a lot of options.
You have so much stuff going on. You got drum beats and presets.
Everyone should have one. Philip, we talked about your past musical identities in various bands. Has Winter Pills changed the way you write songs?
I don't know if it's chicken or egg, but I do find myself writing for the band a lot, and it's just a totally different way of writing than I used to write, which used to be very riff-oriented. I would write the chorus first, and then everything else around it didn't matter as much. I'm having to think a lot slower about writing. There's Dave Hauer on drums, Brian Akey on bass, and Dennis Cromit on guitar. They've changed the way I think about how to write, and I end up having written parts that they would play.
And I understand, Philip, you were a journalist for a couple of years before becoming a full-time musician, right?
I was for about a year and a half, yeah. I was fired from that profession.
Oh, dear. May I ask what you were doing and
I was
what
a
got you
reporter,
into trouble?
Beat reporter for a small-time New England newspaper, and I enjoyed it for a little while, and then I just was not very good at it. I think I'm a okay writer. I just wasn't good at going to meetings. And
they said, Philip, the best thing about your journalistic ability is you play and sing beautifully. Now get out of here.
I wasn't doing much of that to my boss at the time.
Well, Philip Price, Flora Reed of Winter Pills, thanks so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. We'd love to have you go out on something.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. This is the closing song on the album called Feather Blue.
Paddling a riptide, feeling useless, pulling slow. Trapped under the moment when I knew I had to go. I was trying to say a word I didn't know. Candle under curtains couldn't glow. Painted up and patted down my precious private eye. I was full of questions, but I didn't have a tie. I was underneath the wheel of every car, holding up the walls of every bar.
Winter Pills will be performing this Sunday as part of the Green River Festival in Greenfield, Massachusetts. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org, where you can see a video of them performing right here in Studio 3.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.